Thank you, Madam Chair. My delegation would like to begin by commending you on your able leadership of this committee and express its appreciation for your tough but fair approach, which we see as transparent, inclusive, and efficient as well. Madam Chair, the Netherlands attaches great importance to international cooperation and assistance for peaceful purposes under Article 10 of the Convention. We are also mindful of the fact that such activities support national implementation of the BTWC as per Article 4 of the Convention. At this review conference, we will support proposals aimed at further strengthening the implementation of Article 10. We shall, for instance, support the proposal made by Senegal, by Togo, and France to establish a platform that is dedicated to biosafety and biosecurity under Article 10. Madam Chair, our National Institute for Public Health and the Environment plays a central role in our efforts aimed at implementation of Article 10. We actively undertake collaborative projects in various parts of the world, such as Southeast Asia, Africa, and Southeast and Eastern Europe. And my delegation would like to draw particular attention to a recent joint project that we undertook together with Sri Lanka to implement a national inventory of dangerous pathogens. To support the implementation of such a national inventory, we have developed an electronic database that is available on request, including guidance documents, which allows all national authorities to create and manage their own national inventories. And together with Sri Lanka, we have submitted a working paper on the project. We also intend to submit language for inclusion in the outcome document about the necessity of identifying and documenting data on national entities that store or maintain dangerous pathogens in dedicated electronic databases. The Netherlands is actively looking for new partners to collaborate on such projects and initiatives that increase health security, biosafety, or biosecurity under the BTWC, and we invite all interested parties to approach us. Madam Chair, the Article 10 database is an important tool for matching assistance requests and assistance offers. We are aware that further steps can be taken in coordinating between the two. Having a dedicated cooperation officer at the ISU to actively take on this matching task would be a good step forward. Moreover, such a position of a cooperation officer would allow the ISU to more proactively map needs and gaps on the issue of cooperation and assistance in the future. Of course, the addition of such a cooperation officer requires not only the extension of the mandate of the ISU, but also the strengthening of its financial position. Madam Chair, let me conclude my remarks regarding Article 10 by saying that any efforts to misrepresent or undermine legitimate biosafety and biosecurity research and capacity building weakens the BTWC and undermines international cooperation for peaceful purposes under Article 10, which includes efforts to prevent, detect, and control possible outbreaks of diseases. And finally, since we have not taken the floor yet in this committee, my delegation would like to take this opportunity to extend the Netherlands' full support for Panama's proposal to include language that addresses issues related to the impact of biological weapons to women in all their diversity in the final document of this conference. As we noted in our general statement before, the application of a gender lens in all aspects of our work is a necessary condition for the application and the effective implementation of the BTWC. Thank you, Madam Chair.